Okay, today is Daf Tet Vav. We're on Yudal Amud Beis. We're going to go back to the two dots on the second to wide line from the bottom. Today's share is sponsored by Rachi and Kenny Nordensberg, Leila Nishmat, Moshe Dov, Ben Shal Pinchas. And we'll also learn today for Ruach Shalem for Hishana Bach, Yabat Rachel Devorah. So, the Mishnah said, in Nesu Yiftu, if the animal, this is an animal that was had a mum, and you turned it, and you made it cut. Yeah, you'll see why. It had a mum, and then you made a kudzu. So the halacha is, you have to redeem it. We're going to see it on the base. The Mishnah Gemara is going to say, it's like chulin in every single respect, except you have to redeem it. In Nesu Yiftu, if it died, you have to redeem it. Now, there's a din that kudzu, when you redeem kudzu, it requires, it's called hamada and haracha. Why? Because it's special. It was once upon a time special. So therefore, you don't mistreat it like garbage dump meat in the market. Rather, you do hamadah v'aracha, it's like a more dignified way to redeem the meat, to redeem the animal. Now, there's a four-way machlokas in Tumura. What are the parameters of this din of hamadah v'aracha? The Shimon holds, this din only applies if it's a carbon. I'm sorry, I take that back. What? It only applies if it's a carbon. It doesn't apply. That did doesn't apply. That he can just walk over to somebody in the street. How much is an animal worth? And I'll tell you a number, and he's an expert. That's all you need. But if it's a bezeach, then it requires hamadah v'aracha. Except, says Rav Shimon, except if the mum came first. Because if the mum came first, there's a pasuk that teaches me that there's no hamadah v'aracha. Since there's no hamadah, and you can't have hamadah v'aracha by a dead animal. The definition. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, do divi Rav Shimon. Our Mishnah, like Rav Shimon, what our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that if it had a mum first, then you made it into a carbon, and it died, you could still redeem it. Why? Because there's no hamadah v'aracha. Why not? Because the mum came first. Right? Makes perfect sense. So, Amar Kajim Mizbeach, Hayu B'chal Hamadah V'aracha. Kajim Mizbeach are included in the din of Hamadah V'aracha. Kajim Abedah Kabayit, Hayu B'chal Hamadah V'aracha. They're not included. Ditnan, Rav Shimon Omer, Kachi Berakabayit in Nesu Yiftu. If it dies, it has to be redeemed. Umodur Rav Shimon, Bibalmum Mei Karo Shinifte. Even if it had a Balmum first, it gets redeemed. Why? My time, a wife, Rabakra, Osa, Osa Mute Balmum Mei Karo. The Pasuk, the word Osa excludes even if the Mum came first. Very good, Amish to make a lot of sense. Rav makes a lot of sense. Rav just said that the author of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon, who in Tmura holds that there's no din of hamadah v'aracha by this case. Now, the problem is that there are three other shittos. There's a shittah of the Chachamim. Now, the Gemara says, Ava Chachamim Omrim, in Nesu Yifru. If the animal dies, you bury it. There are two opinions what the Chachamim mean by this statement. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that the Chachamim holds there's never hamadah v'aracha unless it's berak habayis. But why should that be so? Right, because it's about money. Right. So someone asked that this morning. That makes the most sense. So I think the shot is because it's not about the money. It's about the dignity. So for some reason, Rish Lakish holds that the Chacham holds is only hamadah v'aracha by berak habayis, not by kavod, not by mizbeach. Rav Yochanan holds. No, Rav Yochanan holds that there is hamadah v'aracha by berak habayis for sure. What about by mizbeach? It depends. If the mum came first, no. If the mum came second, yes. Now, our Mishnah could really be like both of these sheets. Why? Because our Mishnah said the mum came first. So according to Rish Lakish, no hamadah v'aracha at all. Only berak habayis. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's also no hamadah v'aracha. Why not? Because the mum came first. So really, it could be everybody. So why did Rav say, telling Rav Shimon? The Gemara didn't answer that question. Who does Rav mean to exclude? Rav meant to exclude the fourth cheetah. The fourth cheetah is somebody named Levi, who holds there's always hamadah v'aracha no matter what the animal is. If that's true, that can't be our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says doesn't have hamadah v'aracha, and he still can redeem it. So he can't be the author of our Mishnah. Okay? That's Levi. Aval man chachamim. Who are the chachamim? We don't mean to ask who are the chachamim. We know who they are. What we mean to ask is, who did Rav mean to exclude when he said that halacha is like from Shimon? That the Mishnah is like from Shimon? Tanu de Bei Levi, who is Levi? Tanu de Bei Levi. Hakol ha'yibachal amad of aracha. Everybody's included in amad of aracha. Afilu balmum eikaro. Even a balmum originally. Okay? That still requires amad of aracha. Can't have amad of aracha on a dead animal. Therefore what? Therefore, he can't be the author of our Mishnah. V'chein tanu de Bei Levi v'asnitei. Afilu chaya. Even a chaya. He requires amad of aracha. Now, is that only a kosher chaya? Even a zebra? I don't know. You see how far his sheet goes. A filu, oh, even a bird. I vaktiv osa. Ask the Gemara. It doesn't say the word osa. Osa, which comes to that there's no din of hamada by a mumei karo. The Gemara answers, yeah, that's a kasha. Osa l'tanis ve'levi kasha. That's a kasha, by the way. Okay? Again, Rav said, our Mishnah goes like a Shimon. Now what? There's no hamadah by Racha if the mum came first. The problem with that is that this person who donated this animal donated to the Mizbeah. So according to Rish Lakish, there should be no hamadah by Racha. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no hamadah by Racha if the mum came first. So why did Rav say hamadah of Shimon? Everybody. Abu Rabbanan, the polygon of Shimon, my. Hachanami divesu yiftu. They also agree it could be redeemed now. Hi hachi. Zu div Rav Shimon, umachal kusam aboyle. Rav should have said that the author of our Mishnah could be either Rav Shimon or the Chachamim, according to Rish Lakish and according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to everybody, he agrees with this. Right? The only one who doesn't agree with it is Levi. So, Amri, to get out of that problem, Rav, Kershur ben Lakish. Rav holds Kershur ben Lakish. The Amma who said, Li Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Kachi Berakabayat Ha'yibachlau, Hamad of Aracha. Kachi Berakabayat require Hamad of Aracha. Kachim is Beach Loha Yibachal Hamad of Aracha. Kachim is Beach do not require it. Okay? Below me took Matisa Kerabanan. The Mishnah can't be the Rabbanan. Why not? Why, according to this, why can't it work? Because the Kani Seifa made the Yikru. The Seifa was the opposite case. The Seifa of the Mishnah was where the Kedusha came first. After the Kedusha, then what happened? Then it got a book. What did the Mishnah say? You have to bury it now. Of course, the Rish Lakish, right? After burial. It's your redeemer. After all, the Rish Lakish holds, only time you require a Bet HaKabayit, the only time you require a Mazen Bracha, is a Bet HaKabayit. Why are you burying it? What? Tree cat. What? It's the redeemer without a Mazen Bracha. Yeah. Exactly the point. Since it doesn't require Hamada, it could be redeemed. Without Hamada. So I have to bury it. Obviously, the Mishnah can't be Rish Lakish. Okay? So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. Rimai Tahai Mesu Yikabru Mishum Deboi Hamad Avarachahu. Who said that the reason why you bury it is because it requires Hamad Avaracha? A minute. What? No, it doesn't require Hamad Avaracha. Right. Kachim is back, require Mother Varacha. You can't do it. Therefore, you have to bury it. Right? Who said that's the reason? Who said that's the reason you're burying it? Maybe, my Dahai Asa Yikabru, we should divide Mother Varacha. Who said that the reason why that you can't redeem it is because Kachim is back, require Mother Varacha? Dilma, maybe. That's not the reason. The reason is, we should aim Podin at Kachim, Lachil, Laklavimu. You don't redeem animals, you don't redeem Kabanos, to feed it to the dog. What happened here? It died. What are we doing? We're going to redeem it? What are we redeeming it for? To feed it to the dog? I'm doing that. Right? Now. No! You're redeeming it. So it's worth $100. You take $100, you buy a new carbon, and what happens to this? All you can do with it is give it to the dog. I'm not going through this whole process to give it to the dog. Now what about in the ratio? In the ratio we said you could do all this. The answer is because in the ratio it's really chulin. The mum came first. Right? The mum came first. So it's really chulin. So yeah, you can go ahead and do it and give it to the dog. That's okay. But in the seifa, it was really a carbon.
then I got to move later.
I can't do that. That's the reason. Nothing to do with this issue of Shlokesh. Nothing to do with that.
The Gemara said, well, Amri, if you wanted me to teach in Cain, if you wanted me to know that din,
that we don't feed animals, we don't redeem to feed animals to the dog,
Nisni im nasu trepa yikavru. So why does the Mishnah say, if it developed a trepa, you have to bury it?
I would know the same exact din.
That what? I can't eat it now. I had a trepa. What am I doing with it?
Nothing. Nothing to do with it.
Why did I have to? Why did the Mishnah have to take such an extreme case of it actually dying?
Why?
I would have known the same thing if it didn't die, but I got a trefa, right? The answer is
because a trefa. Well, for what? You can't. You gotta leave it for shearing or for nothing you can do with it. It's a carbon. It was once a carbon. Now I got a trefa. Something else you can do with it. You can do a much of my rough. Stand it up, display it. What? Do what with it? Like you said, sell it, give it to pasture, make it, put it to the museum. Nothing. Just a dignity. The process, exactly. But you can physically do it. You can't do it to a dead animal.
What?
No, you have to redeem it. Has a mum, has a trace. But you can't eat it. So what you want, if you wanted to give it to someone, the only person you can give it to is the dog. Right? The only person you can give it to. They can give it to a guy. Same thing. A Jew is not eating it. So what are you doing with it? Nothing. It's dog food. But if you do a mother by Rafa, why did the Mishnah pick a case of dye when you get to a mother by Rafa? The answer is, that's not our concern. Our concern is not the dog food issue. What's our concern? Whether or not you do a mother by Rafa on country mitzvah, like a mum second.
Of course, there is shlokish. There is no a mother by Rafa. Therefore, it can't be him. Therefore, the Mishnah can't be him. Right? And according to Rav, who said that Rav Shimon holds only by Beit Kachim is Be'ah. Right? Why are you burying it? Then why are you burying it? 1 minute. What? Exactly. Exactly. Unlike the Chachamim who hold, both of them hold, Kachim is Be'ah is not Havamad Rafa, exactly. Nothing to do with the dog. Or the Ibai Tema, or you can give another answer. What's the other answer? La'olam Rav, Krav Yochanan Sfirli.
Maybe Rav holds like Krav Yochanan.
That what? That there is Hamad Rafa by Kodshe Mitzvah. Just not where the Mum came first. That makes perfect sense. Why am I burying it? Because it requires Hamad Rafa and I can't do it. If that's true, then you have to change the Brisa to say the Tani, and change it to say that Rav said, Zu Divrei Rav Shimon, Umach Lukato.
This is Rav Shimon, or Rav Yochanan, who argues on Rav Shimon,
not Rav Yochanan himself, the Chachamim. Okay? That was hard. Next. Avol Kadam Hekdeshon. Kadam Hekdeshon means, it got a, you donated for a carbon, then it got a mum later. Okay? What's the halacha?
The halacha says to redeem it.
And what if it has a baby? Not in the interim. Later, the year later. The baby's a bachar, by the way. So the halacha is, there is no bachar. Okay? Because it was one special, and there's no bachar by country. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, Menahani Mili. How do you know that? The Tanur Rabbanan, it says,
Hatsuli HaMekdosh, which is a fascinating sentence. Pasuk says fascinating. It says,
"Ach, but kasher och yeochel et atzvi ve'et ha'ayol."
Just like you eat a deer at an ayol,
right? Kein tochlenu.
So too, you can eat this animal that was once upon a time kachim, but now it got a mum.
What's the pasuk telling you? Just like tzvi and ayol have no rules.
So too, right? Do whatever you want.
So too, this pasuk says you can do whatever you want. Eat it however you want.
By the way, What? Right, because that's what the Torah calls it a tzvi.
Because you can't bring a tzvi as a carbon.
What?
Correct. Now, when I was reading this, I was thinking to myself, but an aisle can be a carbon. An aisle?
Aisle could be a carbon. So this is not aisle. It's aisle.
It's a different animal.
It's a heart. I didn't realize that. Later. But it's not an aisle. It's not a ram. Ram could be carbonos. Aisle. It's a deer family. So I think the artist called it an ibex. Anyway, ma, the son of Rabbanon, tzvi. Ma, tzvi, p'turim ha-bechor. Just like a deer, there's no dinner of bechor. Why not? Why is there no dinner of bechor by tzvi? So too, there's no bechor, dinner of bechor by p'turim ha-bechor. Okay? Otzi is not a bechor, otzi is a matano. What about matano?
How do we know there's no dinner of matanos by this animal?
Talmud Lomar, Ayol, Ma Ayol, Pata Ben Abachora, Uben Amatanos, Absalom Adashim, Tu Ben Abachora, Ben Amatanos.
Okay, that's two psukim.
E Ma Tziv Ayol, Chel Ben Mutter, Absalom Adashim, Chel Ben Mutter.
So wait a minute. We know that the Chelim of a Tzvi is Mutter. So maybe the Chelim of Absalom Adashim is also Mutter? Maybe.
Talmud Lomar, Achala, no, Ah. Pata starts with the word Ah. No, don't think that. Why would I have thought that? Why would I have thought that in a million years? The chelev of mutter? The Gemara didn't answer that question. Now, Amar Mar, we just said, Otzi et ha-bechor v'lo otzi et ha-matana. Right? Maishna. In other words, why did Torah pick, why did we exclude bechor first, and then we excluded matanos? Why? So the Gemara answers, Otzi et ha-bechor she'ein shava bakol. Bechor, I have less reason to think Bechor applies by Tzvah and Tzvah. You know why? Because it doesn't apply by female. Anyway, half the time it doesn't apply. I would have thought it doesn't apply half the time anyway. It probably doesn't apply by Tzvah and Tzvah. Right? Hello, Otzi Tamatanos, Shashav and Bakal, but I would have thought maybe Matanos do apply. After all, every animal has to give Matanos. Abadlam Ayol, that's how the Torah said Ayol. Okay? Now, I'm going to learn Papal Abaya. Wait a minute. There's no din of Osovies Beno. There's no din of Osovies Beno by an Ayol. Or Tzvi. There's no din like that. So maybe, Suliha Matoshin, Ain Osovies Beno, knowing both. Maybe there's no din of Osovies Beno by Suliha Matoshin. The carbon got a mum. There's no Osovies Beno. Maybe. After all, there's no Bechor,
by Tzvah Mitzashim.
There's no Chelev. There is Chelev by Tzvah Mitzashim. The Gemara says, wait a minute. I'm a late. I'm biased into a couple. What kind of question is that? L'may Madam is late. What are we comparing this Tzvah Mitzashim to? What is this Tzvah Mitzashim? What is it? Echulin. Oh, so we have to know it. If it's Chulin, it applies. Echachim. Oh, so we have to know it. It applies. When doesn't it apply? Just by Tzvi. Why should that be a reason? Why should that be a reason to think that O Sylvia Spino doesn't apply to Fulham Mikoshin? You hear that question? Where Papa asks, well, if it doesn't apply by that, if there's no Bukhara Fulham Mikoshin, why not? Because it's compared to Tzvi. And what else? And there's no Matanos from Tzvi HaMitzvah. Why not? Because it's compared to Tzvi. Maybe there's no also Tzvi HaMitzvah by Tzvi HaMitzvah also. But there's nothing left. There's nothing else. Right, so we're going to stop here. Because the question is not a good question. That was your puppet's question. Right? So if I answer that, what kind of question is that? What is Tzvi HaMitzvah? Whether it's fooling. It's also best to know. And the question is also best to know. Right? So what's your question? So the problem with that is, what is Tzulah Mikdashin? It's not Chulin enough to require Bechor, but it's not Kachim enough, right? It's not Kachim enough to what? Right, it's not chulin enough to require bechor. It's still kachim enough that you're not going to require bechor.
why should Osu Gesudo not apply? Why should it not apply? Because it doesn't apply by Tzvi, so what? Okay, that's a biased answer back. You hear that answer? For Papa asked, if Bechar doesn't apply, the Pesulim doesn't, then Osu Gesudo should not apply. Abaye answers back, that's ridiculous. Why should Osu Gesudo not apply? Why shouldn't it apply? Because it doesn't apply. What's that? What? Yeah, but there's three issues going on. There's full and Kedushin, and then there's the comparison to Tzvi. So why are you picking only certain things to compare? So, Amalei, Shef Papa says back to Abaya, Ihachi, Gavi Chel Bonami Neimahachi. The same thing by Chilip. Why do you need Ach? Why do you need Ach to tell me that there's yes a din of Chilip? By Tzvi HaMekdashin, so we said. Maybe it's compared to a Tzvi? No, don't think that. It says Ach. Why do we need a Pasuk? After all, Lamayim Adamish Lehu. What is this animal? E lecholin chel benasser. E lekotzim chel benasser. No matter what it is, the chel of a cholim dasser, and the chel of a kotzim is also asser. Just the chel of a deer is not asser. So what? Why are you picking and choosing over here? What's going on? Ella, rather, the answer must be as follows. I would have thought, yes, we're going to make a comparison between Pesulim HaMekdashim, right? And deer. And lav mi amrit ach lo chelvan, emanami ach lo oto espino. You're right, the ach is food both. I would have thought there is no chelvan. I would have thought that. I would have thought there is no oto espino. Comes along ach, no there is. Okay? Rava Omar, Rava says like this. Oh, ach lo oto espino hu da asa. The word ach comes to exclude oto espino. Only. What about chelev? So, the chelbo, midamo nafka. The word chelev is learned out from the word midamo. Because the pasuk says, the pasuk says by a bechor that has a balmum, it says, bisharecha tochlenu hatan atar yachtav, ketziv ayol, rak es damo lo sochel. But you can't eat the dam. But when a bechor has a balmum, what happens to the bechor? It becomes a regular animal. It's a big barbecue in the backyard. Can you eat the dam? Or is it like, can you eat that? Wait a minute. Why would I think you'd eat the dam? You never let it eat dam. What kind of puzzle is that? So, rock is what? My dumbo. What do you mean? Elam a dumbo mamish? What? Lo yael dumbo tzvi ayol. Adamo tzvi ayol mutter? Mishari? What? The dam of a tzvi ayol al mutter? What's that? Why on earth would the Torah say you can't eat the dam of a bechor that had a mum? You can eat this bechor that has a mum just like a tzvi ayol. Your heart's content, whatever you want, whole book. But don't eat the dam. What do you mean, don't eat the dam? I know you're not going to eat dam. What is the answer? It means don't eat the chelev. I would have thought the chelev of a chai is mutter. So maybe if a bechor has a mum, or any mum, it's mutter. After all, it's like a tzvi. I'm going to Torah. No, don't do that. Don't do what? So we lift the mechmana chelvo. So on the Torah, just write chelev. Right? Wants to just write that. The Torah wants to say it. Just say it. So the Gemara is very, very difficult answer. Very impossible answer. The answer is, Ikas of Rahman Chelev, had the Torah written Chelev, that what? The Torah would have said, Et Chelbo, Lo Sochel. Don't eat the Chelev. What would I have thought? Havamina, I would have thought, Ahani Hakesha, Bahani Krah. I would have thought I have two things going on here. I have a hekesh comparing what? Comparing Pesulim HaMekdashim to a tzvi, and I have a pasuk that says don't eat chelev. Right? What would I have done with all that? What I would have thought was like this: Ahani hekesha, I have a hekesh l'me'ute mikares. I would have thought I'm allowed to eat chelev of a Pesulim HaMekdashim. But if I do, I don't get covered. Why? Because there's a hekesh comparing Tzvi to a Pesulim HaMekdashim. Tzvi is totally mutter. Pesulim HaMekdashim is aser. What must Chafi? It's not kari. I would have thought that. That's the incorrect thing to think. But I would have thought that. Or, why? Because the chikas of kari, when does kari supply by chelev? Ha'ochel behema hudik, only by an animal. Shenemar ochel behema. But, I would have thought there's no courage over here. Bahani kroth, and why? And what about the pasuk? And if I would have had a pasuk that said, "Don't eat chalet of a psuyam b'tashin," lemekam alev v'lav v'alma. I would have thought only a lav, and it's not courage. I would have thought two reasons why there's no courage. Therefore, lahachi atke rachmana b'lashin damo. That's how the Torah goes out of its way to call the chalet dam. Lomalach ma damo b'kareit afkel b'kareit. Okay? Now, if the Gemara in Rava still doesn't make any sense. Why not? Bahatana, ach, v'lo chelbo ka'amar. The Brisa says that from the word ach, we learn not chelim. How could Rava say that the word ach means not oso v'yes v'no? Rava can't argue on a tana. So the Gemara answers, Rava knew that, hachli ka'amar. Here's what Rava meant to say. Ilulo nemar damo. Had the Mishnah not said the word damo, right? That teaches me what? That chelev is aser. Hayiti over, I would have said, ach, v'lo chelbo. That the word ach teaches me v'lo chelbo. Ach shav shenemar damo. Now that the pasuk does say damo, that what? That I'm not allowed to eat chelev. Also v'es p'no hu ta'asa. The word ach comes to teach me. Also v'es p'no is also aser. Okay? Good? Very hard. Okay, now the Gemara gets much easier. The Gemara said that if you have... That's it? Yet enough? The Gemara said, if you have an animal, and you made him a carbon, and then it got a mum. So what happens now that it has a mum? It becomes, you have to redeem it. But you're not allowed to shear that animal, you're not allowed to milk it, you're not allowed to work it, all those, and forever. Forever. You're never allowed to do any of those things. Okay? What could you do with it? Only really one thing. You can eat it. You can't even give it to the dog. Nothing you can do with it. Well, the dog is a machloka. But otherwise, really the only thing you can do with it is just eat it. Why? What? Right, nothing wrong with that, exactly. Why? Because it was once kachim. So you can't use anything, I don't know why shearing it, belittling it, I'm not sure. But it's there for kachim. Why? How do you know all this? That Ein Yotzel Lefulin, Tana Rabbanan, Tizbach, Tishchetit, Velo Giza, not shearing. A Basar, meat, Velo Chalav, not milk. V'achalta, eat it, Velo Leklavecha, not for the dog. Mikan, here you see, She'ein Poden Kachem Lachil Leklavecha. You can't redeem Kachem to give it to the dog. Ikit the Yomri, others say you can do that. It says, Tizbach V'achalta, right? Ein Lecha Bohaheter Achila El Mishat Zvicha Ve'elah. The only time the requirement to eat it kicks in is when you shecht it, obviously. Therefore, avol poden et hakachim dachil laklavim. But you can redeem it before it's edible, meaning, let's say, it died on its own, or it's still alive, and then you can give it to the dog. So it's a machlok, it's about giving it to the dog. But no one disputes the fact that you can't shear it, you can't milk it. Then we said, the Mishnah said that the blood on the chalav on asur lachar pidyon. After you redeem it, the milk still remains asur, and the baby's asur. What does that mean? The baby's asur. Now, hechi dummy, what's going on? Right. So maybe you can give it to the dog. Right. According to this one, according to the first one, you can never give it to the dog. Very yeah. Now. The Mishnah said, again, you had an animal, you made it into kachim. Then what happened? It got a mum. What happens now with this animal? Nothing. It's going to go to kula now. That has a baby. What for that baby? So the Mishnah said the baby's awesome. Now, hechi dami, what's the case? After you redeemed it, it got pregnant, then it had a baby. So why is that awesome? Amai, why is that awesome? Vlad tviva ayalmanu. It's no different than a baby of a sea or an isle, meaning it's completely cool, it's completely mutter. Ella, rather, no, that can't be the case. The case is, the Iaber lifnei pidyon, it got pregnant before the pidyon, so it had a little bit of kedusha, this yielded lachar pidyon, and it gave birth after the redemption, and but the Mishnah comes to tell you, it's still aser. It's still aser, right? Ha lifnei pidyon. What if the mother had the baby before the redemption? Right? Mikdash nami kachay. It would be perfectly kachay. Before it has the redemption, it's perfectly kachay. But not hanimili. How do you know that? Tana Rabbanan, it says, Zachar, Rabbah says a vlad, Nekeva, Rabbah says a tmura. It's sort of that of Tukim. Ainli ela vlad, tmimin, or tmura, tmimin. Vlade, balimumin. Right? What if the mother was a balmum and had a baby? It's still kachim? Or tmura's balimuminayin? Kishomer, in Zachar, Rabbah's vlad balimumin, in Nekeva, Rabbah's tmura's balimumin. All good. Now, what did we say? We said these babies, they got pregnant when the mother was still conscious. She gave birth when afterwards. These babies are awesome. So that's the Gemara. Osam blood of Achash Shepidyon, Matahele. What do you do with them? What do you do with these animals? With these babies? What do you do with them? Lift that Pidyon. Now, what do you do with them before Pidyon? What? Right, now they go worse. Lifnei pidyon, if it's before pidyon, what's before pidyon? The mother has a mum, and she gave birth to a healthy baby before you redeemed her. What happens to that baby? So that's a machlokas and tamura. Why? Miflat pligi bahu. That's a machlokas and tamura. Ika demanda amar kachi lekarev. Some say you can bring it as a carbon. Ika demanda amar kachi lereiya. Others say no, that's the way to go get the mum. Get the mum, put it out the pasture, and let it get a mum, and then you can tell it. Lachar pidyon, what about after pidyon? Matahelin, what do you do with this animal? Right? Amar Apuna, konsin lakipa vehemation. You put it in a room without any food, and you let it die. Why do you do that? Such a cruel thing. Sounds so cruel. Tehi levin, what else could you do? Nothing to do. Lech Ravin, who want to bring it for a carbon? It's impossible. Why? Because Kedusha Defuya Kasim. Because it's born from a mother that has been Defuya. How has she been Defuya? She's been redeemed. She's been bought off. Right? So it's called Kanchin that comes from Defuya. That's a whole discussion what the status is. But very simply, right? It's Defuya. It's pushed off. Right? What does that mean, it's pushed off? Right. And it's never going to become conscious again. But this comes up, they have, this really took it in Sukkah. Let's say you have a Hadassah. And the month of stars is buried on the Hadassah. So you can't use Hadassah on the berries. Then, next morning, you come in the morning, all the berries fell off. Now, did the Isra go away? Or do we say, once it's Dukhuya, it's Dukhuya. That's a Shaila by Hadassah. Over here, no Shaila. The mother's never getting back. She's never becoming, she's been redeemed already. What? Similar, it's a similar issue. So, the baby can't have greater rights than the mother. Right? Therefore, there's no way this baby could be a carbon. So the other option is to redeem the baby. Live for kinu, redeem the baby. The Gemara says also not an option. Lo alime limitfas pidyon. It doesn't have enough power to be redeemed. Why not? Or doesn't it have enough power? Because I already redeemed the mother. I already redeemed the mother. When I redeemed the mother, this baby was inside the mother. So really, the baby's already been redeemed. Right? In a way, it's already been a little bit redeemed. Because we say the mother's been redeemed. Everything in the foot was redeemed, the heart was redeemed, the fetus was redeemed, the kidneys were redeemed. Everything's redeemed already. Is there really that much? What? How am I redeeming this baby? That's a good question. I don't know why you do that. So right, so it's stuck. So therefore, what's the option? There is no option. Let it die. Are we my Rav, Mishrei Rav Chanina? No, I have an option. Samach lepidyonam, matfisin l'shem osa zevach. Before you redeem it, designate it to be the same carpet the mother was going to be. The question is, what? Samach lepidyon? That's our question. Our question is, can you redeem it? What do you mean, before you redeem it? Samach lememra de b'nei p'diyaninu? Do you mean you can redeem it? He answered the question. No. And that's not what he meant to say. L.A. What he meant to say was, samach lepidyon iman. before you redeem the mother, before you redeem the mother, you know the mother's pregnant. Matfisin l'shem oto devach. Right? Say that you're going to redeem this mother, and the baby inside is going to become the same carbon as the mother one. It's going to be. Right? If you do that, the kedusha of the baby will not go away. Right? And then, I think Rashi says that when the baby's born, now you can wait for it to get a mum. You can't bring it. Yeah, you wait for it to get a mum, then you redeem it. What? No, because before you redeem the mother, you will not fish it. Now, how can you not fish it? It's not alive, it's still a fetus. So, therefore, at least you did it enough that you can redeem it itself after it gets a mum. You can't. So, but a little, I guess, enough, you were able to do enough that it does, that there wasn't what? No. It works enough that when the mother's redeemed, the baby's not redeemed. Therefore, the baby's not redeemed. Why? Because you will not finish it special. Therefore, you have to a lot of pamper shots to make this work. Then what happens? Then when the mother's born, when the baby's born, you can't bring it as a carbon. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's still part of the mother. But it was not part of the mother enough that now we can at least get a moment, then he can redeem it. Okay? Okay. Now, time of night. What's the reason? What have we said before? We said before that if the mum, that what did we say? That the vlad doesn't become kadosh, doesn't become pure. So why not? Why not? In the first case, where the mum came first in the Mishnah, it did become pure. So what's the difference? Time of night. What's the difference? Right? The Gemara says, "Amal Reb Levi, Gzeira Shema Yigadel Mehen Adar Madarim." Maybe what's going to happen is, really, Minat Torah, these babies that are born have no kedusha. Why not? Because they're born after the mother's been redeemed. Really, they have no kedusha. So, really, but we said they're usher, right? We said they're usher. It's only midrabanan. Why? Oh, why only midrabanan? Because we're afraid Shema Yigadel Mehen Adar Madarim. What you're going to do is, you're going to start taking that mother, and you're going to start mating her to make more babies. And what? There's nothing wrong with that. Except we're afraid the mother's going to be hanging around you for so long, you're going to shear her, you're going to milk her, and that's going to fail. So to get you not to do that, we ostracize the children. Well, so you're right, we ostracize the children. So what do you have to do left? What's left to do with this mother? You might as well just shaft her. So you're going to hang her around to mate her, you're going to run into problems. So we ostracize the children to make sure you don't let the mother stay around and run into the chashash of shearing her or milking her. Okay? Very far-fetched chashash. Okay. Yeah. Now, boy minei ravina b'erv sheshes, mao shem atfitzin l'chol zevach sheyirtza. So, what we just said, that what you do with the shtick, the mother's pregnant, you tell the baby, I'm being maktish you for a carbon, right? Then, when the baby's born, how do you get the mum? Right? can you make it any carbon you want? The mother was going to be this. So can you make the baby something else? Amalei, ain't not recently. Can't do that. My time, why can't you do that? Amalei, gomar, bisharecha, bisharecha, mi bachar. Ma bachar, ain't not recently, lechol zevach sheyirtza. You can't make a bachar any animal you want, any mitzvah you want, any carbon you want. Why? Because it's a bachar. Ah, dichtiv, ah, bachar, sheyichub, la'shem, the behema, lo'yakdash, also ish. Ah, hani, ain't not feasting the cause of Shirta. You can't do the same thing over here. You can't make any carbon you want. As a matter of fact, Tani Kabasa Derv Sheshes. We have a Brisa that says the exact same thing. It says like this. We're going to basically repeat the entire Mishnah. Kachim Shekada Mum Kabul like Desha. Let's say Kachim got a mum first. First it had a mum, then you made a Kachim. What'd you really do? You really did nothing. Right? What did we say? Vinifdu, now you redeem it. Chayavim Bibachora. Chayav and Bachar, why? It's Chulin. Umatanos, it's Chulin. Bein lefnei pidyon, bein l'achar pidyon, ha-gozeiz va-ovi behen, eno tzofik et zarpoyim. If you shear it, or you work it, you don't get malchus. Why not? Because it's Chulin. Bein lefnei pidyon, bein l'achar pidyon, eno tzofik et zarpoyim. You still can't make tzmura. Why not? Let's learn that of Sukkim. Then the Ilifnei Pidyon, if it's before Pidyon, Molin Behen. You're still going to be over Me'ila. Why? Because it's no worse than Bedek HaFayis. It's also be valid of touch. Right? Achar Pidyon Ein Molin. After Pidyon, there is no Me'ila. Let us say in Chol. And the babies are perfectly good. Beniftin Tzvimin. They can be redeemed even if they're Kutch, even if they're Tumim. You can make it any animal you want, any carpet you want, the baby. Why? It's not kedush at all. Here's the rule. They're like chul in every single respect, except for one. All you have to do is redeem it. Otherwise, it's pure chulin. Now, the other way around. Aval, kada mekdeshin is mumen. What if the hekdesh came first? Then the mum came later. Oh, or mum over like this, mum kavua. Or when a temporary mum, it turns to a permanent mum. What's the din? Niftu. You have to redeem it. Now, there is no bachar, there is no matanos. Why not? Because it's still considered kachem. Bein lifnei pidyon, bein lachar pidyon. Whether it's redeemed or not, goes as in, over the behen, so if it gets unbought. If you share it or work it, you get malchus for that. You're not allowed to do that. Bein lifnei pidyon, bein lachar pidyon, osin tamura. You still can't make, still, if the tomorrow will work, l'snei pidyon molin behen, again meila lachar pidyon ein molin behen. That's a quirk with no meila after pidyon. But I'm saying kodesh, it's the kicker. This is what we wanted. This is why they put this down. The blood at kedusha, the ein niftin tmimin. It can't be redeemed if it's tamim. When can it be redeemed? Only that shtick in, while still in the mother's womb, you make it into a carbon, right? And by the way, the ein pidyon called zevach shirta. You can't make it any carbon you want. Here's the rule. It's basically hektish. Basically, it's hektish. But you can eat it in the backyard. You can make a barbecue. It's the only thing you can really do with it. Now, klal shadavar dereisha. We said a klal shadavar dereisha. We said klal shadavar. It's like chulin in every single respect. Why do I have to give that summary? To include one more thing. That if you shecht it outside the Beit HaMikdash, even before Pidyon, you're putter. Why? Because it's not a carbon. And Klal Shadavar Seifa. What was the Klal Shadavar Seifa? It's a really like hektish in all respect, but you can eat it. What would that come to include? Batsuye Chalavo. To include the milk of Psuye HaMikdashin, it's usher to eat. Okay? It says Chalav, milk. Okay? Good? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Okay, very good. Everyone have a day.